This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is the 23rd of December, 2018. And tonight's story, this little piece of fluff, is called The Night They Invented Champagne, and it is a gift to the two people who inspired it, Christine Fiore and Chuck Tomasi. They'll know why. The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight. Basil, the next time I decide I want pie at midnight, you're getting it, Zoe said to her fiancé as she returned to their bedroom with a slice of pumpkin and a stricken expression. What is wrong, dearest? Apparently, Mom and Ed polished off the champagne from our engagement party. Is that unusual? Is it not tradition that one must never leave a bottle unfinished? Well, yes, that is the tradition, but typically you don't do that and then get naked in the middle of the living room when you have guests in the house. Your mother insisted just yesterday that we were not guests, but family. Okay, but that was when she wanted me to set the table and you to help hang garland from all the arches. I do not understand. Let me put it this way. You know the song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Zoe waited for her partner to nod. Then she continued. Well, Mom wasn't tickling Ed underneath his beard. She was... Let's just say I got a full frontal view of Ed's wedding tackle, and I'm suddenly grateful to be committed to a man who doesn't age. Was there something about seeing your stepfather's genitals that alarmed you, dearest? Snow, she answered, shuddering. It was like his nether hair was like barbarian snow at the bottom of his... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm even talking about this. You asked if I was alarmed, more like scarred for life. Basil had always found humor a bit difficult to navigate. It was such a subjective condition. What made someone laugh might offend another. Still, his partner's flustered state made him chuckle at first, and then laugh outright. It's not funny, Zoe protested. Dearest, you are judging your parents unfairly. While it is true that their behavior is a bit questionable while we are in the house, if they truly imbibed as much champagne as you implied, it is likely that they simply got caught in the moment. He gave her a few seconds to process. And I might remind you that just last week you used the color of my skin to inspire a song while we were similarly engaged? Or must I refresh your memory with a chorus of silver balls? Zoe stared at Basil for a long moment. Then she burst out laughing. I'm sorry, she said. I never expected to be the one who caught my mother in a compromising position. It's more normal for a parent to walk in on their child. Dearest, Basil said in a reproachful tone, as you have frequently observed, very little about our relationship is normal. There you go being right again, Zoe grumbled good-naturedly. Well, at least I got pie. Indeed. Much later that evening, Zoe nudged her partner. Basil, promise me something. Tell me. Even if you decide to write an aging subroutine someday, swear to me that you will never allow yourself to have a saggy old man ass. For the second time that night, Basil was amused, but he managed to stifle the laughter, and all he said was, I promise to try. We'll fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight. Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.